Are you the person everyone calls when things go wrong or need fixing? Are you the one that everybody says nothing can happen until so-and-so says it can happen and we can't do this without her? Makes you feel good, but it may not be as advantageous to you as you think. You're listening to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, where I help mature professional Black women take charge of their careers and lives to create a future on their terms. Hey, 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 and welcome back to This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, career strategist for the mature Black woman. Now, today's episode is inspired by the fabulous conversation I had with the incredible Courtney Robinson. And as you might recall, Courtney shared her story of overcoming a brain tumour and a stroke within a year. And if you haven't listened to it yet, then stop this episode. I implore you to do so. Go back and have a listen. Because trust me, her resilience and strength were truly inspiring. But there's one aspect of her story particularly that resonated with me, and that's the idea of shattering the myth of indispensability. As grown women, as mature Black women, we are often the ultimate cornerstones because we do it all. We hold families and communities together. We're often juggling a million responsibilities at work and at home. But somewhere along the way, this incredible resilience can actually morph into something harmful. The belief that we're irreplaceable, that, you know, they can't do without us, and that everything would fall apart if we're not constantly involved without our constant presence. Does it sound familiar? Can you relate? Well, let me say this loud and clearly. You are not irreplaceable. And the truth of things the matter is that most organisations really wouldn't hesitate to replace you if something untoward happened to you. So clinging to this myth of indispensability can be incredibly damaging. But I get it. The insidious creep of indispensability can be very sneaky. It can be very, very deceptive because it often starts subtly. You stay late to finish a project, even though you know the deadline is way out in the future and it's really, really comfortable. You don't need to do that. You take on extra tasks because you know that no one else will do it the way you want it done or to your standard. You skip vacations or personal days because you're haunted by the fear of returning to an overflowing inbox or a team in disarray. Now, these seemingly small choices can actually snowball into a constant state of overwhelm. And we become martyrs. We become the martyrs, the irreplaceable heroes who hold everything together. Nothing can happen without us. But at what cost? Actually, more than you realise. The myth of indispensability isn't just about feeling tired or exhausted. It can actually have serious consequences for your health, career, and relationships. That constant stress of always being on, always being available, wreaks havoc on your body. You're more susceptible to physical ailments like high blood pressure, headaches, and even heart disease. Your mental health also suffers because there's increased risk of anxiety, depression, and emotional exhaustion. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. It can place a strain on your relationships because when you're constantly on autopilot, there's very little left for the people who matter most. And those neglected relationships with family and friends can lead to feelings of isolation and resentment. And while you think being all things to all men will accelerate your career, it's actually the opposite. It's actually making you stagnate, not grow, because there's no place for creativity or learning new skills when you're stuck in that constant cycle of endless tasks of doing all the things. This stagnation can hinder your professional development and limit your career advancement. And I've got one more thing to add. Remember how much you love going to work. You got up in the morning, you were looking forward to it, you had everything planned, you were really happy about going to work. Keep doing all the things, and that fulfillment will be a distant memory. The joy you once found in your work gets replaced by a sense of emptiness and a lack of satisfaction. Resentment builds as you miss out on the personal and professional fulfillment that comes from a balanced, and I say balanced in air quotes, life. So what to do? What do you do? Well, thankfully, thankfully, there is a path forward, and Courtney's story highlighted some of the key strategies to help break free from the myth of indispensability. So let's start with redefining success. I have a real bee in my bonnet about this, and I think success isn't about the constant hustle and sacrifice. It's about setting boundaries, achieving goals you're passionate about, and prioritising your well-being. Because remember, being a healthy, fulfilled you is a more effective you, both personally and professionally. So you need to redefine your relationship with what you see success as. And if you need any help, make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, to hear the upcoming mini-series, Redefining Mid-Career Success, that will equip you for some very useful advice and guidance. I think it's a great time to actually share that with you. You want to embrace delegation because you, like it or not, or however much you think about it, you're not a one-woman show. You want to empower and mentor those around you to share the load. This doesn't diminish your value. It actually fosters a culture of collaboration and growth within your team. And I've seen this with some of my clients who suddenly realise that I don't have to do everything. Let me place my resources on things that are actually more strategic, that are more a better use of my time and my efforts. And let me empower my team to do the things and bring them up with me. Invest in yourself. And I'm not just talking about financial or personal development. I talk about investing in you, the bodily you. So schedule regular breaks, prioritize quality sleep, and explore activities that bring you joy, whether it's a long walk in the park, you know, a rejuvenating yoga class, or simply curling up with a good book. Make time for the self-care that works for you, that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Seek support. No woman is an island. So build a network of people around you, of women who understand your struggles. Don't be afraid to ask for help, both personally and professionally. That's where the strength lies, is knowing you need the help. Surround yourself with a community that celebrates your achievements and lifts you up during those challenging times. And then know your worth. You are absolutely valuable with or without constant busyness. Internalize this truth. Your skills, experience, and unique perspective are irreplaceable, but they're even more potent when you show up as your best, most well-rested self. So let's leave this myth behind, because you are a force to be reckoned with, but you're even more powerful when you show up as your best self. Remember, I'm going to say this again, prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, it's absolutely essential. So shattering the myth of indispensability isn't about shirking your responsibilities. You think about, I'm not going to be doing all my job. It's actually about creating a sustainable career path built on self-care, collaboration, and a renewed sense of self-worth. By redefining success and fostering collaborative environments, you can reach your full potential. And that's it for this week. As I said, if you haven't already, listen to the full interview with Courtney Robinson, because her story will definitely inspire you. And as always, remember, you're fabulous and you can do all things when you actually make sure you invest in yourself, embrace delegation, seek that support, and know your worth. And as always, remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. Until next time. Thanks for listening. If you got something from this week's episode, please let me know. Better yet, share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone you know who can benefit from this message. Don't forget to subscribe or write a review and connect with me at my website, janicesutherland.com, where you can also subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter or connect with me on LinkedIn. Remember, you have the wisdom, resilience, authenticity, and power to create a life on your terms. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. Until next time.